Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim in the Sefer Ma'amari Pachat Yitzchak. The shiur should be a schus for Yisrael Tzadok Ben Shalamis, and also for a refuah for David Hanech Mordechai Ben Frida Simcha, and for Mordechai David Ben Leah, and for Bar Yosef Ben Chana, and for Sarah Leah Bas Rivka. We're in Maimer Chav Gimel. It says, "V'shnei luchas avanim har biyadov v'chazvim shnirus Shabbos b'chayin kasuv b'sayras secha." So, what's the chiddush that it says in the luchas shmirus Shabbos besides what already says in the Torah? And the Torah already says that you have to keep Shabbos. So, what's the chiddush here that we say in davening? V'shnei luchas avanim har biyadov. And what does it say in them? Shmirus Shabbos. And also, it says it in the Torah. It says in the Torah. Why is that enough? Why is that not enough? It says in the pasuk, "Vayiden al Moshe kechaloso." He gave it to Moshe the luchos when he was finished. So the kaloso is kaf kaf lamid tof vav, like a kala. That's what the, when you look at the word, it looks like a kala. Just like a kala is wearing 24 mekushetes b'chav dalek kishutim, is wearing 24 pieces of jewelry. So to every talmid chacham has to be a mekushetu baki b'chav dalek svarim. Has to be a baki in all 24 Sifrei Tanakh. So why what's the yichud? What's special about the 24 Svarim? A Talmud Chacham has to know Kol HaTorah Kula. And why is this specifically a kishut? We also have to understand that this Yalfusa of Ayiten al Moshe Kechaloso, that he had Talmud Chacham has to know 24 Svarim, was Dafka at the time of the Nesinas Haluchos. And why is that? So, vetmen anfangen von anfang. We have to start from the beginning. There's a world and there's people in the world. This person, who the world started with, is supposed to include, encompass all other nevroim. The world is mitzuraf in nichlal ba'adam. It's included, encompassed by man. And that's what we see in the stages of creation. That chai, living beings, animals, and somer, vegetation, are included within man, derech mizonos, because he eats them. Mizonos are absorbed, the food is absorbed in his body, and it becomes part of his body. Ad kedei kach, that we see in the Gemara that Bisra de Torah de Ochel Esma Gorm Lo Tasef is Das Babakam Ein Beis, that eating meat of an ox that he ate yesterday adds Das, and then it becomes Gufei Torah. So that's all from the perspective of Chayin Tzomeach, from living in vegetation. But it would seem that the Dag of Domeim, of inanimate objects, that's rocks and the like, that's outside of the spectrum of man, and is not included in him. It's machlokes if melach is tzomim or domim or tzomach, parenthetically. But we're talking here about domim, what everyone holds is domim. Nevertheless, lefit tzira adam, according to the picture of man, he has to encompass the whole world, all chelkei hayitzira. And the truth is, domim is also, inanimate objects are also mitzuruf to man. How is that? That when a person wears stones, that is included in the Shleimus Komus Adam. And that's why Kishutim are miyuchadim lepartzufa shel Kala, because you have this Kala who's becoming a full person, Yoitzer HaAdam. She gets her Shleimus now and she gets married. So now she has to elevate the domain and wear this jewelry, wear these stones. My family's in the jewelry business. My father, so Zangezudenstark, used to sell jewelry. My brother does. So now we have a tifkeit that it's mamish hashlamas ha'adam, elevating the domain. So that's all chelkei hayitzira are now included in man, all parts of creation. So until now the mashal, now we get to the nimshal. Talmud Chacham is a bal hora. He has to paskin. Something that's begeder zil kari bei rav is not begeder hora. It's not a psak when any school child should know it. And you don't bring a par helin dover on such a mistake that there's a carbon brought when the Bezin makes a mistake, but now it's in, when it's unfortunate that Xil said in the Pasuk. So then you can think that a Talmud Chacham is mufka, he's excluded, he's precluded from the Zil Kari Beirav, because he has to paskin, and that's not included in paskining. But it's not true, because even though it's not included in Psak, because everybody should know it, nevertheless a Talmud Chacham includes within himself the Zil Kari Beirav, that he also knows what's written in the Chumash, and that's mashlim his Pnei Talmud Chacham. Now he has this Tzur of a Talmud Chacham, which is different if he knows Tanakh. And it's known what the poskim say, that on Torah Shebichsav you make Birchas HaTorah even if you don't understand. Mashen Kein Torah Shebal Peh, if you don't understand, you don't make a Baracha. Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Yerideuchos, Talmud Torah, Perek Beis, Yifu Beis, Yud Gimel. And that's because Torah Shebichsav is the Darag of Kedushas HaOsios. Here we meet the Chelek Torah that's Omid Michutz LaDargas Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham Perusha B'das and Dargas Torah B'Osios is even without Havana. So it emerges for us then that we have a Tziur B'Torah Ha'oimed Michutz LaGavra De Talmud Chacham. And that can't be. A picture of Torah that's outside of the Talmud Chacham, that Kedushas Osios is without Das and the Talmud Chacham has Das, so Kedushas Osios Torah Shebichsav is outside of the Tziur of the Talmud Chacham. Can't be. So here we have this mashal, the 24 gems of the Kala. Just like a person includes all parts of creation, so too a Talmud Chacham includes all parts of Torah. And the inanimate objects that beautify a person is a mashal to the letters, osios domimos, belishum havana, the inanimate letters that have no understanding, that beautify a Talmud Chacham. And that's the end of Talmud Chacham, has to be a baki in 24 svarim, svarim bedafka. Svarim means what's written. Letters. Letters don't have Havana, like the Avne Domem of the Kala. So we have the Tzushtel between the jewelry of the Kala, the Avne Domem, and the letters that are Domem. But we also have to understand why this Mashal was explained to Moshe Dafka B'Shas Matan Luchos. The explanation is as follows, if the Divrei Torah would be included in the Luchos alone, without being mentioned also in the Torah, it wouldn't have a din of Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shalom, and Baal Peh. That Torah Shebichsav is not allowed to be said Baal Peh, because in the Luchos, Ksav and Baal Peh are equated. It says in the Yerushalmi in Shkolim, Perek Vav, Sof Lach Aleph, Ben Kol Dibur V'Dibur Dikdukeha V'Osioseha Shel Torah. So we have this sushtel in the Yerushalmi between the Baal Peh, what was said, the Diburim, and what was written. So there's no chilik between Torah Shebichsav and Shel Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh is only a chilik when something is supposed to be learned. And luchos weren't given to be learned. They were put in the Aron in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is a place no one's allowed to go into. And this lack of distinction between Bichsav and Baal Peh is the same with the lack of distinction between Osios and Havana. In other words, the Osios are without Havana, Bichsav. Havana is Baal Peh. And therefore the Darag of a Talmud Chacham that includes the Torah of Osios, together with the Dargis Das of Horah, was explicated Dafka B'Shas Matan Luchos. Matan Luchos is the time when we equate the Bichsav and the Baal Peh. We saw in the Yerushalmi and Shkolim. That's a time when there's no chilik between Ksav and Al Peh. And the Talmud Chacham also has to equate the two. He has to have both. Can't have only one. He has to have the Bichsav, the Osios, and the Dargis Das. the Havana, the Shebaal Peh. And that's exactly what the Luchos had. They had the Dargo of the Oisios, and they had the Dargo of the Dibur, Chsav and Baal Peh. So therefore this Chiddush of the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh was taught Dafka at the time of the giving of the Luchos. So now we're going to go noch tiefer. We usually think that the Maile Yaseir Briya Sa'odim, in contrast to other Nivraim, is that he has a Nishmas Chayim on the Nafach Mitoch HaNafach, God blood from within him. We don't find anywhere else. Nevertheless, there's also Harod in his Briya. It says, Ofra Mina Adama. In the dust of the earth, by other Nivraim, it says, Alashan Nefesh Chaya. Totzer, it's Nefesh Chaya. And we don't see a Guf Shel Ofer. No, the Pshat is. Where was he taken from? He was taken from the Aretz. But it doesn't say a lashon of offer. Offer is only by an Adam and not by Bali Chaim. And that's what Chazal say on the Pasuk of Achor B'Kedem Tzartani. A Pasuk in Tehillim Kuflam, it has Dalet. That there's a Bechin of Aliyah and also a Bechin of Horad B'Briya Sa'adam. Achor after all of creation, also before creation. And the explanation is that because he has to include the whole world, Belishim Yotzim and Aklal, he has to go to the lowest, even Ofrim and Adama. Even the lowest, he preceded creation. Man is the purpose of creation, but he's also created at the end. He has to go to the lowest, he even has to include the dust of the earth. When you take an object, you have to put your hand under it. To take it for yourself, so to a person. Is under everything. He encompasses everything. His body, even Binyan Aguf. Shas Matan Torah is the time of Tikkun Chet Adam HaRishon, and a time when we go back to the Matzav of Paschal Zohar Masam, we have no more Tumah. And the Tikkun HaAdam has to relate to both parts of man, both the soul and the body. Also V'yipach Ba'apov, and also V'yikach Hofer Min Adama, to blow within him a living life, a new living life. And that's what it says, Binyan Matan Torah, Navshi Yotze B'Dabroi. Through every dibur, he became domem. Nafshi yotzar, soul went out, and we needed this tal shel tchiyah, this dew of life, to bring us back to life. In other words, the peula of the aseres hadibros reaches even guf shel adam. Hashem ki b'shar kol haTorah kula. Poel al daito shel adam. Moshe kedamri enshi, like people say, that because something is higher, it can go lower. Dafka, because the aseres hadibros merpia gvura, they even get to the level of the body to give life back to the body. So now we continue putting together all these pearls. By all the nevroim, it says vayomer bibriyasam. But by Adam is a mice and nasa Adam, because asiya is shaykh even to the domain. Normally it's a lashon of ayomer, but here there has to be asiya to include even domain, which man includes. Come the luchos, which are written bats belokim, which is gather maisa. And the rest of the Torah was Derech Dibur LaMoshe, Derech Pula Al Adas. But the Aseres HaDibros were given over by Derech Maisa, Etzbe Elokim. The Luchos were written and they were given to Moshe Zechevtza, V'yitein El Moshe, and say V'yidaber El Moshe, V'hemim Advarim. Because they're the highest, they go to the world of Maisa, to the lowest, to Maisa. The Luchos were given over like an object. The Klaf of the Luchos of the Avonim, whereas the klaf of the Torah is a guf shel bal chai. So you see that the luchos go even lower, they go down to domem, to the avonim, whereas the klaf of the Torah, the parchment of the Torah, is a living being, which is a higher level. So with this we come to an even deeper understanding, a deeper approach, and the reason why the Bekiyas in the 24th Svarim was dafka said and Vayitein lo, when he gave him the luchas. Now he gets the Torah in his hand. Kabbalah, that's even Mechaya the Doimim. even activates the domain, Luchos Avonim. And that's the time when to teach that every Talmud Chacham also has within him Bechina's domain, even Bechina's Osir's Bli Avona. There's no chutz, it's all included in the Talmud Chacham. He even has to have the 24 Svarim. There's no Panim Shel Torah that's omed chutz mimen. And now we go back to the beginning. Shabbos is mentioned both in the Luchos and the Torah. Now there's no Kedusha without Das Adam, Kedusha Svar, Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzis. You have to have Das. If it's Nechta by the Cherishayit V'Kotlin, it's Puzzle. Kiddush Eretz Yisrael Dei Yoshua V'Ezra Das. Kiddush is Bechora. It would appear that it comes without Das. It's not true. A Bechor is Miskadesh only if it's Mom in Yisrael. If it's Yad Akum Be'emtza, that owns part of, that owns the Behema, patters it if you have a Shutfus of a Jew and a Goy. Every Kenyan is Mitztayrif to a person is Mishtayich L'Daito. Famous Maharal. Why is there a Ptur of a Shabbos Aved al Achar Yeush? He's a Mesalek Dato. So it's not Shaykh to him anymore. The Be'er Agola, Be'er Sheni, the Ibar Maslin B'chol Zeh. Everything needs Das. Kedusha needs Das. Kenya needs Das. There's only one exception, Shabbos. Shabbos is Kviyav HaKayim. Kedusha Shabbos doesn't need Kiddush Yisrael like Yontif. Shabbos is Kedusha Abba B'loy Das. Yontif, you need the Beis Din. So it emerges then that without the Askara B'Luchos, we wouldn't be able to have Kedusha Shabbos be Yisrael. Because it's impossible for a mitzvah to be on a higher madrega than Torah. And if we wouldn't find in the Torah Tzir Shel Kedusha V'Chiyus Kamo B'Luchos HaMagi Ad HaDomeim, it would be impossible for a mitzvah to go without Das. Without the Askara of Shabbos and the Luchos, wouldn't be able to have Kedusha Shabbos Kiviyachol. Because a mitzvah can't go beyond a higher madrega than Torah. If we wouldn't find in the Torah Tzir of Kedusha and Chiyus like in the Luchos, that's Magi Ad HaDomeim, so then a mitzvah couldn't work without Das. And that's why Shabbos was mentioned in the Luchos. That was Pol Ad HaDomeim. Begeder Vayitein V'lo Begeder Vayidaber. So normally you need Das. So how are you going to have Shabbos without Das? The answer is because they're mentioned in the Luchos. And the Luchos, you don't need Das. Just a Maisa, it's Begeder Vayitein, Lo Begeder Vayidaber. And the inanimate object on the stone. And that's the Maila that's mentioned, Shnei Luchos Avonim Harid Biyodoi, Dafka, Hainu Vayitein El Moshe, Shkoro Mimusa. You read this at Gemara Asi, he gave it to Moshe. Shnei Luchos Avonim Harid Biyodoi, he took it in his hand. Vayitein Harid Biyodoi. There's a Maisa here. There's no Das. And that's Mitzvah Shabbos Derech Asiya. B'chein Kosuv B'Sor Asecha. And we say, and so too it's written in the Torah. Shabbos is an Oiz Bris Bein Yu Vein Bnei Yisrael. And that's what was given in the Luchos HaBris. This Shabbos that's together Maisa, Vayitein, Nesina. Even without Das, even on the Luchos. No, I'm sure everybody already thought of this, but it's good to chazer. Siyata d'shmaya, amazing, amazing Torah. And we should be zocheh taka to elevate, both in the realm of Das and Bli Das, the level of Talmud Chacham of Hora, the level of Talmud Chacham and of Chavtal Tzifrei Tanakh. L'mod l'lamid l'shmav l'as l'kaim is called every selma terasa b'yahava, amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.